You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. Today, we are speaking with Lorraine Lane, owner of Lane Business Consulting. Lorraine is a business coach, and for the past 17 years, has helped business owners market themselves with precision and focus. Lorraine, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, the pleasure is ours. Thanks for coming out today. So tell us, why do you say that a business owner's 30 to 60 second introduction is so important?
I think it's important because if a business owner cannot communicate succinctly in an understandable way what he or she offers in a product or service, how can they expect others to want to do business with them, or how can their audience really refer them? So the introduction, the 30-second introduction, is a critical cornerstone of your marketing.
And I totally agree with you there. There's no question about that. What are the critical elements of an introduction?
The critical elements, and when I work with my clients, I make sure they understand this, are the very words that you use. They must be chosen carefully. And I insist that there's no extra fluff or jargon in their introduction, because when people don't understand what you're talking about, they tune out. And it's important to identify who your target market is and what is the problem that you solve for them. What's the benefit of working with you? And you have to pack all that into 30 or 60 seconds. And, of course, your name is important. So those are the critical elements. And it takes a lot of work to get that into a 30 or 60 second introduction that communicates what you really want to say.
Do you recommend that a business owner have more than one introduction?
Yes, I do, because your audiences are not all the same, correct? So if you're going into an audience where your target market is there, you want to have a very good introduction because there's potential business there. If it's an audience that you don't know very well, a more general introduction is recommended. So I work with my clients to have more than one introduction, and one that's a 30, a 60, even a 2-minute introduction.
Good stuff. Today we're joined by Lorraine Lane, owner of Lane Business Consulting here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Lorraine, you say that there are 10 steps to crafting a good introduction. What are those, if you don't mind getting into that?
I don't mind getting into that at all. So when I work with my clients, and I do several teleseminars on how to craft an irresistible introduction, the 10 steps are these. I encourage people to start with a blank slate. Like, what are the 10 things that you most want people to know about you, your product, your service? And so I ask people to do this exercise for 10 days, and don't look back at the previous day's list. And then we take that list and highlight what is really important, what is really critical. And, for instance, it isn't critical that people know that you've been in business for 38 years. What is important, for instance, for myself, is that I'm a results-oriented coach. I'm going to help you create results. That's what I want people to know about me. So the second step is to take out your colored pen highlighter and just highlight the things that are really critical. Then the third step is to take 10 things, put them on blank index cards, and then the fourth thing is to sort the cards and make the most important thing the top card, right? And I encourage people to work with a client and ask them if your sort is what they would agree with. Sometimes it's very surprising. What we think is really important is not that important to a client. Then I recommend that people add an attention grabber, a statistic. For instance, if a business owner works with a coach, their productivity can go up by over 200%. Now, that's an attention grabber, but I need to know if my target market would perk up their ears if they heard that. And it isn't always necessary to have an attention grabber, but sometimes it is. The sixth step is practice your introduction out loud, not just in your head. Because when you say the words out loud, if you've used words that are going to trip you up, then change them. So the sixth step is practice, practice, practice. The seventh step is to record it. Listen to yourself. Do you sound monotone? Do you sound excited, passionate, really loving what you do? And then number eight, take your introduction for a ride. Go to a networking event and try it out. If people come up to you after the event and say they want to talk with you further, you know you've nailed it. But if it doesn't feel comfortable, then number nine is to take notes about it wasn't comfortable or you didn't like how that sounded. And then the tenth step is to tweak it. Always change it. And it's never a done deal. I look at my introduction before I go to a networking event. Is it what I want to say? And if it isn't, I change it. So it isn't a static thing, and it's a work in progress. And you need to know that always, always, when you are speaking your introduction, you are marketing yourself, not selling. So those are the 10 steps, Eric.
Quite helpful, I might add. And lastly, can you elaborate a bit on your thinking about an introduction being an invitation?
Yes. When I was starting my business, it was very difficult for me to introduce myself. And I considered the introduction selling. But then I realized, no, it's an invitation to get to know me. You haven't earned the right yet to sell. So I see the introduction as marketing, building the relationship, inviting people to get to know you, inviting people to get to know your business better. So the introduction, when it is thought about as an invitation, loses that fearsome feeling that you're going to have to get up and introduce yourself. And most people, when I ask them, are you comfortable with your introduction, they say no. So we get to work on that, and I'm working with 10 local businesses in a year-long program, and every time we meet, they have to give their introduction. They're getting more comfortable with it, but we've been working on this for a few months, and they're getting there, but they agree it is a work in progress. But when they see it as an invitation, it takes some of that edge off.
Well, this is certainly a great topic. I've always thought that this was certainly important, and certainly pleased that you came to join us to cover this. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip on this topic?
A final tip on this topic is see it as an introduction. Know that when you go to a networking event, you're not selling. So this is Lorraine Lane, and my website is www.lorrainelane.com with two R's in Lorraine.
Easy enough. Well, Lorraine, we thank you for your time, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Lorraine Lane, owner of Lane Business Consulting. Lorraine is a business coach, and for the past 17 years has helped business owners market themselves with precision and focus. And once again, for more information, simply visit LorraineLane.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.